Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, Fox bogeys, NBC birdies, and golf fans everywhere win. In a surprise move this week, Fox Sports announced that it is leaving the business of televised golf effective immediately. Fox cut a deal this week and will be handing over its remaining 7-year contractual obligation to NBC Sports to televise all of the U.S. Golf Association's championship events beginning this year. Fox Sports said that the coronavirus pandemic was causing a scheduling conflict as the U.S. Open, normally a June event, was pushed into mid-September and smack dab into the middle of the network's profitable NFL football schedule. Enter NBC. The Peacock Network agreed to take not only this year's U.S. Open event, but walked away with all of the remaining years on Fox Sports' golf contract with the USGA as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Fox Sports has exited the world of televised golf.
I'm happy.
Now, if you're a true golf fan of the U.S. Open like I am, can I get a hallelujah from you right now? Beginning in 2015, Fox Sports obligated itself to a 12-year contract for nearly $100 million per year for the rights to telecast a number of USGA golf events. Both the men's and women's U.S. Open and U.S. amateur events were the cornerstones of this deal. The men's U.S. Open had been covered by NBC Sports for the previous 19 years. Now, Fox stated that they were looking to revolutionize televised golf coverage, as well as grab a share of the lucrative televised golf advertising market as well. But after Fox Sports acquired the 12-year golf package, former USGA president Glenn Nager was quoted as saying, "The game is evolving and requires bold and unique approaches on many levels, and Fox shares our vision to seek fresh thinking and innovative ideas to deliver championship golf." Well, for the record, Glenn Nager was fired soon after the new Fox Golf deal was completed. The rumor mill suggested that other USGA insiders believed that both NBC and ESPN were not fairly considered during the negotiation process. Who knows now? Any sports fan who suffered through the first 5 years of U.S. Open golf coverage on Fox and its pipsqueak cable outlet FS1 definitely noticed the changes, though. Perhaps Fox Sports had a grand ambition, but they struck out on the basics. Things as simple as picking a solid announcer team and having your television cameras able to locate that important golf ball might have helped them a little bit. The initial year of 2015 was just downright embarrassing for golf coverage on Fox. Fox Sports baseball and football anchor Joe Buck was enlisted to anchor the network's golf coverage as well. Though Buck said he played the game to about a 5 handicap on the links, he seemed to have a rather limited knowledge of the players and also at times the rules. He talked a lot, and apparently he never learned the adage, less is best while you're calling a golf event. Now, making it worse, the network then brought in Hall of Fame golfer Greg Norman on board to be an analyst. Fox Sports apparently believed that Greg Norman's name recognition, his Australian accent, and good looks were good enough to supplement Buck's weaknesses in the booth. Unfortunately, Greg Norman was as uncomfortable in the television booth as he sounded on the air with viewers at home. During a tune-up golf tournament several months prior to Fox Sports' first U.S. Open coverage back in 2015, Joe Buck acknowledged, quote, "Right now, we're not worthy. Someday, maybe we will be. We hope to innovate and we hope to have some fun." Fox Sports might have been having fun at their first U.S. Open, but the golf viewers weren't laughing at home. Covering golf is more than simply a battalion of cameras set up all around the golf course. Producing and directing a major golf tournament in real time requires a lot of skill and finesse. And Fox lacked both. After its dismal debut at the U.S. Open back in 2015, Fox Sports quickly dumped the 2-time major golf champion Greg Norman. He was apparently caught off guard by his dismissal and revealed, quote, "I can honestly say that I'm shocked and surprised." Back to the drawing board for Fox's golf coverage. The network then tabbed former ABC analyst Paul Azinger to replace Greg Norman in the subsequent year's coverage. Azinger, who is a former PGA champion himself, was quite an improvement in the booth, but the televised golf coverage on Fox still remained a little amateurish and silly at times. Fox tried to innovate with shot tracers, which was a good idea, a boat-operated drone television camera, a bad idea, and 50 cameras on the course being used for the coverage. Well, that depends on who was operating those cameras. The real reason that Fox failed at golf coverage, though, is that they simply didn't understand the flow of golf tournament itself. While having an arsenal of technology and a lot of gadgets sounds cool and cost a lot of money, Fox failed to understand and convey the human drama and competition of golf itself. You see, golf is a very individualistic sport where the players must face the pressure of the moment and learn how to deal with overcoming obstacles. And that's why Fox failed. It was too busy playing with its shiny new toys and forgetting how much stress the golfers were under trying to win America's biggest golf tournament. For NBC, the network has regained the coveted U.S. Open events for this year and the next six seasons. Better yet, at least one source said that NBC was able to pick up the golf coverage at a significant discount to what Fox was paying annually. According to a press release, the financial remuneration for the USGA will remain the same for the duration of the agreement. Does that mean that Fox Sports actually paid NBC something to help take their failing golf package out of their hands?
Excellent.
Perhaps. But the USGA said that the deal is, quote, confidential. Wink, wink. I say goodbye and good riddance to Fox and the end of their golf coverage. If you're a golf fan, it's going to be fun to see how much better NBC will do in handling this year's U.S. Open at Wingfoot in New York beginning September the 17th. This is a big win for NBC. A big win for golf fans, and a way for Fox to quietly slink away from a bad marriage. As Hanna-Barbera's cartoon character Snagglepuss used to say, "Exit, stage right." I'm Swamp Swami. See you soon.
Hate it, the truth. Exit, stage right. We'll be right back.